If you've ever wanted to watch a huge mural go up in one day and have a great time doing it, tomorrow could be your chance. With me is Anessa Anchondo Rivera, here to preview the first Warrior Women's Weekend Wall Workshop. Excellent. That's a lot of W's.
The 5W event.
The 5W event. All right. Why? What is this for?
It is to give women space to create art. Public space. And here in El Paso, we have a lot of murals, but a lot of the murals are done by men. And we don't really have any that are created by women. I was actually at another meeting with Grave, an artist meeting. He turned to me and said, I have this huge wall if you ever want to do something. And I said, I do want to do something. So I gave him my idea and he just said, that's
excellent. Now, who is Grave?
Dave Herrera. He's also part of this event. He does Border Youth Public Art Space.
Okay.
So it's his wall area. They do a lot of graffiti art, a lot of outdoor art.
And they're sponsoring this, one of the sponsors of this event.
Right. He was able to help us get a sponsor, Newell Recycling. Is going to be one of the sponsors. We have a lot of other people who are.
Yeah, you have a lot of good in people investing in this.
Right.
And the event is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Border Block Burner Bash Public Art Paint Park. If you can't remember that, it's at 1533 East 4th Street and Coles, which is right near Aoi Elementary School in South El Paso, ¿verdad?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's for starters. Now, what's the scene going to be?
We're going to have it blocked off. We got a permit and we're blocking off the street. We're going to have a bunch of artists outside, female artists. They're going to have sectioned parts of the wall where they're going to create their own individual piece. But it has the same theme of Mother Earth and recycling. We're going to have some musicians. We're going to have some art and craft jewelry vendors. We're going to have Latinitas, which is an organization here in El Paso that's empowering young girls. They're going to come out and they're going to have a mentorship with one of the artists, any of the artists that they choose, and so they can learn a little bit about painting.
Oh, excellent. I have to ask, when you mentioned women muralists, I've had the great pleasure of meeting so many artists in this city, and I don't know that many women muralists. I know Mago.
Right.
It is one of the all-time great women muralists. Where did you find the rest?
Just word of mouth, friends, people that we know. We just started asking. And actually, some of these women aren't muralists per se. They are artists.
So this is new for them.
For them.
Have they already been collaborating, or are they going to go out and just cold turkey the wall?
They have their sketches ready, and they have their paints picked out and everything, and they've gone out to the wall and they've looked at it. One of the artists who's going to be out there, her name's Franchella Salgado, and she actually owns a store called La Adelita, which I believe the address is 6216 Gateway East.
Okay.
And she has done murals before. She's
a
fantastic artist, and she'll be one of the main artists. Her piece will be in the center and everybody's will be out to the side. So I know her for sure.
Okay.
And then I know some of the artists that he has picked and
are
used to doing murals.
For folks to come out, I'm assuming they can park along the streets and the area there. What should they bring?
I don't know how the weather is going to be. Hopefully it's nice.
It's El Paso.
Right? You don't know. Maybe a hat or an umbrella, some water, snacks, maybe a chair to sit comfortably, but they'll have a lot of space to roam freely within the blocked off area.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're interested, we are also accepting food and clothing donations for the Farm Worker Center. Movimiento Unapku, which is a collective that I belong to, supports the Farm Worker Center, and we try to help them raise money, raise food, raise clothing donations.
Anything just the basics that people can use. So
yes,
canned
ma'am.
Foods, dry goods, and clothing can be donated at the event. Now, will there be any music? Will there be any food for sale? Anything else going on?
I don't believe we're going to have any food for sale. I think that's the only thing we won't have, but we will have people bring out food if they want to bring some and share. That was the only thing we won't. We will have music. We're looking to have some bands and some DJs play outside and give some energy out there to the artists painting.
So it's a picnic basket event.
Yes, a picnic basket.
And I strongly suspect that alcohol would be discouraged. It cannot be. Better not.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you have an after mural social hour at the Purple Pop-Up Gallery. I love these names.
Me too.
At 210 East Mills, and that'll be from 8 to 10 p.m. So this is tomorrow from 9 to 7. at 1533 East 4th Street. That's a park at Kohl's, right by Aoi Elementary School. The first Warrior Women's Weekend Wall Workshop. I want to thank my guest, Anessa Anchondo Rivera, for previewing this event for us. And for more information, folks can call 694-3695. Thank you so much for coming in, Anessa.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for having me.